Welcome back. Happy New Year 2012. It's Car Free Radio with your host, Car Free Brad. You can just call me Brad. Call me whatever you want. You're checking me out here at carfreebrad.com. Want to get right into it this year. It is 2012. It's the year of car freeness. At least I hope it might be. So it's a Friday afternoon. Right now it's just before 3 o'clock when I'm recording this. I'm going to try and throw it up on the webs before your work day is over. If you are checking it out, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for clicking on us. If it sounds weird, I'm playing with some new microphones and some new sound effects so that I can sound better, more radio, more professional, if you will. But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to welcome everybody back into this new year of Car Free Radio. We're going to have a lot to cover this year. I've decided to implement a few fun things. We're going to try and go on location once a month. Each Friday, we're going to do bikes and beers. I wanted to do it every week, and then I realized that drinking beers and doing Car Free Radio every Friday afternoon probably isn't the best idea for me, for my life, for my business, more or less anything you can think of. But once a month, that's more than okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and get on location. Ideally close to where I live. I'm going to target a few bars along Shrewsbury Street in Worcester, a few other places, some of my car-free favorites. You know, like we got a few bars on Shrewsbury Street. We've got a few gyms, which I'll talk about. I discovered a new barbershop on Shrewsbury Street. I'd really like to get in there and run car-free radio from there one afternoon, maybe once a month, make it a regular thing because those guys are great. I mean, it's your classic barbershop. But I'm trying to work out the details on that. But right now, I just want to say one of the biggest issues I faced in 2011, as a lot of you may have read about, heard about, seen, has been the foot issue. What am I going to do when it snows, when it really continues to rain, when it gets cold? And I hadn't come up with anything good. When it was warm out, I could go some slip-on Vans and no socks, and those things could just get soaked. They're easy to handle. No big deal. But the winter's a whole new challenge. Luckily, as of yet, it hasn't been much of a challenge. But this past week, it has dropped down and gotten extremely cold with threats for snow here and there. This morning, I did wake up, and there was a dusting on the ground. So that was good and bad to see. But I believe I've solved the problem. And today was the inaugural ride using my new solution, which were some foot covers I found at REI. I got a nice gift certificate for Christmas from my parents, who obviously support this endeavor, and found a nice pair of zip-up and Velcro full-foot booties. The things come up about halfway up my shin, solve so many problems. It's incredible, and I'm so excited about them. If you read the blog, you know all about them by now, but today was the first ride. It went pretty well. Luckily, it was just a little chilly. It was about 34 degrees, so not quite freezing. It wasn't rainy. It wasn't snowy at that point. So it wasn't a true test, but it was good to try them out when I didn't actually need them. And I think they're gonna work out. They might take a bit of a beating going in and out of the my pedal cages for my feet, but small price to pay for being able to wear whatever shoes I want. I can wear dress shoes. I can wear, yeah, it's just really great because they can go, they close the gap because I can wear my rubber suit, which will, you know, the pants and the jacket, but they can come up over the end of the rubber pants so that I could quite literally go full on professional, wear my suit, dress shoes, be fully protected and get to where I'm going and still look, I don't want to say good, but at least presentable. So with that said, that's a great issue to get past. And in some other big news, they dismantled all of the hubway stations around Boston, which is a little sad for me because I'm such a huge hubway fan and advocate. Anybody that's followed me knows how much I enjoy it and have had some great functional trips on hubway bikes, as well as just some plain fun stuff with my buddy from TaskRabbit Boston. You know, we got to spend an evening, you know, going around visiting people. And we got along around so much quicker and cheaper than the T, than cabs, obviously walking on our hubway bikes for that night. It was great. It was just plain fun. I had a blast. And he actually pushed over a story to me. I don't have the actual website, but I'll get it to you. Group of about a dozen MIT students solved a major Hubway issue, and that is helmets. Because if you're getting a Hubway bike, you obviously aren't, you know, you didn't think about it in the morning. You didn't bring your helmet a lot of times. If you're a Hubway user, you're not a regular cyclist. You're not biking every day. You don't have a helmet. And that's a major problem because that's the one piece of equipment that, you know, really is going to help you out. And I mean, quite literally, it'll save your life. And Hubway didn't offer that. I mean, it's, you know, and I don't blame them for it. They need to, I mean, it's enough trouble trying to get the system right to share the bikes throughout the city and get those set up. But it looks like these dozen or so MIT students have created and built a prototype, a vending machine, essentially, to vend out your helmets for doing bike sharing. I don't know the details on it. I haven't really looked into it. I just saw the basics of it, loved it, and just wanted to talk about it and push it out through all the possible networks. So if you haven't, you'll probably see it on my Facebook page, definitely on Twitter and all that. But yeah, I mean, it's just, it's one of those obvious solutions, and it's funny because that solution, my buddy Mike and I, is my buddy from TaskRabbit, who we've used Hubway together a number of times now. We actually discussed that on our journey that one evening of cruising around to a bunch of bars and meeting up with people. You know, we said that's a major issue. We should create a partner vending machine. You know, when you plop them down right next to all the Hubway stations, and people can and easily get helmets. So leave it to the MIT students to go ahead and get to it before we could, or I could, or anybody else could, because they're wicked smart, and make it happen. And I'm super excited because I'm hoping that they make it a reality. I don't know if they have to get funding. Obviously, like I said, I don't know the details, but I can't wait to see what happens next season when they roll the Hubway stations back out. I don't know when they do that. I'm going to have to find out because I'm just excited about it to see them expand, and I think they're going to move into other neighborhoods around the city and to some of the surrounding towns, Somerville, Cambridge, Newton, Brookline. I think sky's the limit. I can't wait for bike sharing to come to Worcester in 20 to 30 years. So anyway, we got a lot to cover here on Car Free Radio. It's Friday afternoon on carfreebrad.com. Hit me up at carfreebrad on Twitter, Facebook, whatnot. I'll talk a little bit more about Freight Farms when I get back. We will touch on some more Happy New Year stuff and all that good Car Free Radio stuff when I get back. It's Car Free Radio with your host, Car Free Brad. Car Free Radio here on carfreebrad.com. I'm your host, the one and only and obvious Car Free Brad. Like we touched on before, Happy New Year, first show officially of 2012. I decided to skip last Friday, mostly just because I was a little burnt out. The Freight Farms Kickstarter campaign had come to a close. I was exhausted. I was uninspired. And I just wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do in 2012. And now I have a better vision. I'm going to try and go on location. Got to try and lock in some sponsors to make it fun. Do beers and bikes at least once a month. I should say, I want to try and say at most once a month. And that said, came within inches of getting our official beer sponsor for Beers and Bikes on Car Free Radio. But the deal wouldn't work out, mainly because they don't sell the beer that I wanted to sponsor us in Massachusetts and this region. That beer is, the brewery is a New Belgium Brewery out of Fort Collins, Colorado. Had a great exchange with Matt from their team over there. I don't know if you know much about them. I was turned on to New Belgium by a West Coast friend of mine here at Clark University, and then it was just backed up by a number of Coloradoans, I don't even know how to say that, who are huge fans of New Belgium Brewing and a number of their ales. I think they're most famous, and the one I enjoy the most is the Fat. Essentially, the way the story was told to me with New Belgium was the brewery more or less came about, and Fat Tire came from a couple of beer enthusiasts, homebrew brewing buddies from Colorado who went on a trip to Belgium, to go to essentially the motherland of beer brewing, where some great ales are brewed and learn the craft. And apparently they went on a great bike tour of the Belgian countryside, hit up a number of breweries, pubs, etc., on these really sweet cruiser Fat Tire bikes. and that's where the Fat Tire beer was originally the brainchild for that one. But they've also injected the car-free lifestyle into everything based on that trip and their experience and their enthusiasm for the movement. They do a whole program and they do live events where you trade in your trade your car for a bike for a year, where they hook you up with a sweet, you know, $1,000 Fat Tire New Belgium Brewery custom bike, you know, and they have exclusive bike parking in front of the brewery. They encourage their employees through a bike program where I think after, I don't want to misquote, but after a certain amount of service at the brewery and you work there, you get your own bike. They give you one. They do, you know, things like that. They just really push it, and I love it. And I really wish it could have worked out, but I told them I was still going to talk about them because I enjoy them. And that's one of the things about CarFreeBrad.com, especially CarFree Radio. We like to work with people who, you know, fit exactly what we're trying to do here. I keep saying we, but it's really just me. So, you know, cool people who are down, believe in, you know, a little more car-free living and all that good stuff. But that almost worked out. But I'm going to try and work in some other sponsors so that I can have some guests in. Already have some leads on some people to come in to do bikes and beers with me. Worst case scenario, it will be funded by carfreebrad.com, a.k.a. it'll be strictly out of my pocket. So if you're interested in being a guest, I think I'm going to try and start that probably in February. We're going to bring in our first guest. We'll sit down. We'll meet up at one of my local establishments. I want to do it off-site. We'll record this thing, and it should be pretty much awesome. We're going to hang out. We'll do a few beers. We'll talk bikes. We'll talk beers. We'll talk pretty much all that stuff and really have a good time, and it should start off amateur hour. It's the way we like it here at Car Free Brad and CarFreeBrad.com, and grow into something fun and a little more bearable to listen to, hopefully, like this Car Free Radio experiment. But we'll be back in just another minute. I really need to grab some water. The throat's getting dry, and it's been a long week. And we'll talk about some possible developments with Freight Farms, a few other Car Free issues, and we'll go from there. It's Car Free Radio here on a Friday, every Friday, with your host, Car Free Brad, right here on CarFreeBrad.com. Car Free Radio. I'm your host, Car Free Brad, right here at CarFreeBrad.com. Friday afternoon, the 3 o'clock hour. If you're working, that means you're looking to fill time right now. And I will try and get this up, hopefully by 4, before you leave the office today. I hope you're hearing this right at the end of your work day, your work week. I believe this is our first week, full week back after the new year. So your first full work week of 2012. I hope it was nice. There I go getting my calendar all confused because my life's been a bit of a whirlwind in the first 6-7 days of 2012. But yeah, I mean, one of the things a few people have asked me I want to address is, hey Brad, how do you come up with your posts for CarFreeBrad.com? And I wish I could say there was some sort of formula. As you can probably tell from my posts, they are very hit or miss. Some are very much on topic. Others aren't. Some are very well planned. Most aren't. I'm just scrolling through my posts now to see if there's any real rhyme or reason. I guess what I try to do is blog in the moment. These posts, I come up with the ideas as my life happens. Little observations I make, so on so forth. Anybody that reads a number of them, you'll know that a lot of the posts, or I should say, I try to keep it around 80% or so, are focused strictly on car free and car free living and car free Brad. And then there's the random ones, like the one that's up right now that I put the other day, wide versus narrow stance. I had an incident in a bathroom, and it made me question urinal stance, etiquette, protocol, rhyme, reason, if you will. And it was a thought that was just stuck in my head. And when it came time for me to blog, the real process for Car Free Brad posts a lot of times is me just sitting down saying, all right, what's on my mind? What are the few thoughts that just keep reoccurring in my head in the last 24 hours, the last few days, this week? Occasionally, I will leave myself little notes on a post that I want to write and I think I might forget about. Funny thing is, if I have the wherewithal and take the time to leave myself a note, 9 times out of 10, I don't forget about it, and it's the same thought that keeps popping into my head, and I write the post about it, and I really just let it go. I try not to handcuff myself with length or depth. Sometimes the post takes on a life of its own. It could be I've had a few 500, almost 1,000-word posts that are very in-depth. I end up doing a little research on the topic that I'm discussing. I might bring in snippets from other posts. And then there are the posts that barely make sense, are strictly humorous, if you understand my humor, and can be 150 words that I bang out in 5 minutes. And I'm just, it just, that thought is small. It's a little nugget kernel of insight, and that's all it needs. And I throw it up there. And that's just how it goes. But there really is no rhyme or reason to my posts. So that's the How a Car Free Brad post gets done. And then moving on to the reason I didn't do a first show of the year and have waited, you know, a full week before doing Car Free Radio again on this Friday. On a personal note, I have to say, if I haven't already, thank you to everybody who supported the Freight Farms concept on Kickstarter. Proud to put on the podcast world that we reached 118% of our goal. That's almost $31,000 was raised based solely on the fact that people want to see this concept come to fruition, allow us to build the prototype, and get to our goal of eliminating urban food deserts and creating just this product that is really, I mean, the more we get into it, I've had a bunch of strategic and design meetings over the past week with my partners and outside people who are helping. And the more we get into it, the more I see that this product that we're slowly developing, and I shouldn't even say slowly, it's been a few months and we're already right here building a prototype. The product we're quickly developing is in fact going to change the world. And I don't throw that around lightly because I don't like to be, try not to be too grandiose, and I'm not trying to sell the idea here. It's just something that I really love, and it's my enthusiasm for it has grown over time, which anybody who knows me, I'm not inherently very enthusiastic in all that I do. I do bring a lot of energy to everything I do, but I'm not overly enthusiastic, and it's hard to get me all pumped up and giddy about an idea. I mean, I will get behind a good idea 100%. I have no problem with that. But very rarely do I find myself, you know, evangelizing to the level. And I mean, 2011 was huge for that. I mean, I now am sitting here doing Car Free Radio, evangelizing car free living. And part of Car Free Radio, I'm now evangelizing the Freight Farms concept to bring fresh, locally grown food to everywhere and anyone. So I go from 0 to 60, which anybody who knows me as well will know that's kind of how I roll as well. I'm a 0 to 60 guy. I'm either going a million miles an hour, most of the time I am, or I may crash from time to time, which means I need to sleep for 17 hours because I haven't in a few days. Freight Farms is great. It's incredible. We've had so much interest, and I just want to I don't think it's possible for myself and for my partner, John, to thank all of our supporters enough. All we can do is say we're going to do the best job we possibly can moving forward. And some of the design aspects and a lot of the things that we are going to patent in this innovation and that we have patented and move forward so many aspects are just so groundbreaking that they're so simple yet so complex. It's beautiful. And I can't wait for the final product to be out there. I can't wait for the prototype to be up and operational and for all the Car Free followers to come in, check it out, do your tour, talk to us. and help us move it forward. Because this final, the final product is really, it's going to be incredible. But I don't want to get too tied up in that. That's my personal life. That's my business life, which are now one and the same. But as far as car-free living goes, it's 2012, and I feel like the car-free movement is on the move. It might just because I've paid much more attention over the last, how long have I been doing this? Since February, so the last 9-10 months or so. It's come so far, even just in my, obviously I've been paying attention more now that I say that. Yeah, I follow like the Boston Cyclists Union. I would love to see a cyclist union in Worcester. I would love to start one, but I have to be judicious in my time restraints as I'm taking more than a full course load trying to start up this company and still find time to do beers and bikes at least once a month on a Friday. But yeah, I would love to hear from people who are looking to go car free in 2012 and do that up and encourage people to give it a shot. You know, hop on your bike, try it out. 2012 is the year. It really is, and a lot of cities are pushing towards more car friendliness and encouraging that type of movement. I can't speak highly enough about it. We'll talk a little bit more about it, and I'll try and wrap up my half hour because I know I can tend to ramble on, and I don't want to take up too much of your time here on a Friday afternoon. It's Car Free Radio here on Friday afternoon, first show of 2012, hopefully many, many more. I'm your host, Car Free Brad, on carfreebrad.com. Car Free Radio, your host, Car Free Brad on carfreebrad.com. The big question I'm fighting with as we get into the final segment of this edition of Car Free Radio is, what do you guys like? What does everybody want to hear? What do you want me to talk about? But most importantly, I know in a few of the other episodes I've included music. That was mostly because I didn't plan anything for those shows, and I was winging it. So I included music to give myself a couple minutes to collect my thoughts, so on and so forth. If I'm in the studio at Clark University on Radio Clark U, they have a nice live streaming studio. If I'm in the studio, it gives me a chance to try and figure out how the phone works if it ever happened to ring during my show, which I'm pretty sure it won't. How do people feel about that? Let me know. Best way to get at me is comment on carfreebrad.com. I read all the comments and I try and respond to get some good dialogue going with people who actually take the time to read and comment, because I appreciate it. I'm amazed every single time there's a comment. I can't believe it. It's one of those, like, wow, somebody actually reads this. Somebody actually took the time to say, I like that, or I'm going to comment on that, even if they are calling me a bozo, which I find entertaining as well. Please, I encourage those comments as well. So comment on the blog at carfreebrad.com, or just I'm a big Twitter guy now. So at carfreebrad, find me, follow me, message me, mention me, and I will. That's another avenue I do get at you real quick. Email and whatnot can be a little slower, but with comments and tweets, I get right back at you. And I want to know, do you want me to include music, or do you just want your half hour of Car Free Brad and Car Free Radio. Moving forward, it won't be so much a monologue for 30 minutes with Car Free Brad. It'll be more guests, more interviews, things like that. It's just I needed to figure out exactly what I was doing. It follows along very much the same line as the blog itself. Started off as a complete mess, me throwing things at it and seeing what sticks, and then slowly over time finding a way to make it actually into something that you might want to read or be interested in. So let me know what you want to hear, you know, music, subject, whatnot. But I want to close on something that my buddy Dan, we had a brief conversation on the phone earlier today. And he was, you know, sort of saying, you know, I asked him, you know, what are you up to? Well, you know, what are you doing on this fine Friday? And he said, oh, I'm running around, I'm getting quotes. Got to get new tires for my wife's car, and I got to run around and get a bunch of quotes, try and buy tires. And he's like, these things, they're expensive. And, you know, fact of the matter is car maintenance is expensive, and car tires are expensive. And I thought about that because my girlfriend, it was recommended that she get new tires from a mechanic who can't say his word is all that good in my eyes after some of the other recommendations he made. You know, I'm no car expert, but I know a few things. And when a car has, it was a new car, she got it when it had something like 20,000 miles on it, and it now has, you know, 25,000, and it maybe spent, you know, months at a time sitting in a garage, not getting a lot of use from a, you know, an 80 some odd year old man. So the car wasn't really taking a beating, and they're trying to tell her she needs to get new tires. At that point, I get a call, BS, and we'll ride them out because I checked them out and everything I do know about tires. They look good. And that got me to thinking about bike maintenance and, you know, how different is the bike maintenance world and the car maintenance world? I mean, because for me, it's, as far as knowledge base, pretty similar. I know enough about bikes and how they work, but I don't know in depth. You know, I couldn't do a full bike tune-up and have it come out or know it came out okay. Same as I know a bunch about cars. I have a pretty good working knowledge of motor vehicles, but I could not tune a vehicle. I couldn't tell you really what's wrong or how to fix it in any way, shape, or form. And then I realized that the relationship is very different between bikers and their bike mechanics and car owners and car mechanics. Bike mechanics do it because they love bikes. I've not yet met somebody who works in a bike shop, owns a bike shop, works on bikes, likes to work on bikes, who doesn't do it solely. Like, number one reason they do it is they love to work on bikes. They love bikes. They love bike building. They love everything about it. I feel like that's been lost in motor vehicles, mostly because it's, I mean, I guess there's a litany of reasons, but it could be because it's such a big money industry, all that, so on and so forth. And I mean, yeah, biking is a bit of a counterculture. So you get that mentality as well. You know, there's a whole slew of the bike messenger types who are passionate bikers, and those same people are passionate bike mechanics and bike builders. But I really just think it's just a total different mindset. It almost, I mean, obviously I know nothing of car mechanics in, let's say, the 1950s. But if you look at what I do know and how it's portrayed, the car mechanics of the 1950s, they genuinely seem to, or at least they're portrayed as having enjoyed working on cars. These are the same guys that would fix your car, change your oil, top off your fluids, all that, just because that's what the car needed. That's what the vehicle was in need of, and they wanted to see the vehicle run right and run well. And they probably also built cars in the side. And you know, I see a real parallel between where bike mechanics today are in their outlook on biking and bike service and bike building as auto mechanics were back in the day. I'll call back in the day, the 1950s or so. When I guess around that time, my history could be completely wrong, but it seems that around that time, cars were still a bit of a counterculture item that was working its way into full mainstream required. It had just blown up in the 1940s, 50s, as cars were, everybody had one. Everybody had to have one. It wasn't one family on the block had one. It was every family had one, and we're getting to one, two, and more as far as cars go. So who knows? I don't know what that all means. I don't know if that means in 10 years, bike mechanics are going to be known as shysters that are trying to replace tires and, you know, over-grease your chains and whatnot. But there is also that limited barrier of the simplicity of the bike. There's only so many crazy moving parts that a bike mechanic can try and milk you for in the service. I've never run into or known any or heard of any bike mechanics or services trying to dupe their patrons, and in such blatant ways that I have heard about auto mechanics doing so. But again, that could just be a money game. Could be the way it is, the nature of the auto industry and the way it's gone in the last, you know, call it 60 years. I don't know. We'll see what happens. That's just my random thought of the day to close out Car Free Radio here on Friday. Remember, check in. Let me know what you want to hear, what you want to do. If you have a location you want me to record at and you want to be a guest, let me know. The queue is wide open. I have a few people, but I need a lot more than a few people to make the Bikes and Beers and just Car Free Radio go. So please let me know. Hit me up on Twitter at Car Free Brad. Or just hit me up over carfreebrad.com, and we'll make that happen for you. Once again, another great Friday afternoon here on Car Free Radio. Your host, I'm Brad, carfreebrad.com. Check it out, carfreebrad.com, each and every day, but especially on Fridays for Car Free Radio. Have a great week, and we will see you next week on Car Free Radio.